Good afternoon, Central Iowa, and welcome back to another episode of Central Iowa Today. I'm your host, Zach Tomish, and today we're joined with two ladies. We have Sherry Riley, the volunteer coordinator with RSVP, and Amanda Fagan, the program coordinator with Every Step, and Amanda the Panda program specifically. So how are you guys doing today?
This is Sherry. I'm doing great.
And this is Amanda. I'm doing well.
Amanda, my first question, are you Amanda the Panda? Like, is that how this works? Or is it just an unfortunate situation that you are now running a program named after yourself?
I do get that question a lot. And folks do call me Amanda, not the Panda. So you are more than welcome to as well. But I am not the Panda.
Okay.
Can't take credit.
Okay. Well, we will dive into that in just a second here. We have Sherry Riley with RSVP. Volunteer coordinator. So what are some upcoming or volunteer opportunities that are out there for our seniors here in Marshall County?
Well, you know, right now I just met with Quakerdale Wolf Ranch, and they have this really fun opportunity with their cat lounge where you can go out and you can just sit with their cats and help them kind of clean up a little bit and enjoy time just chilling with a feline. And there's like four or five cats in the lounge. And so you can kind of get your fix if you need one. But they are really looking for some help with that. And that lounge is part of their outreach to the community where they use that for therapy. So they do a lot of therapy with young people and families. And they have equine therapy and then these lovely little kitties that you can go and kind of just chill with. So volunteers there would be helpful with the cat lounge and some other things they have going on there. And then I was just out in La Grande this morning, and I'm really hoping that I can get started in a thing called BASE. And BASE is a seniors exercise program. And we aim BASE at small communities that maybe don't have a gym or Silver Sneakers program where they can, go and pay for a gym or use their Social Security or whatever, not Social Security, Medicare, to help pay for a gym membership. But in these communities, a volunteer leads an exercise program with bands, and it's just really fun. And they have one in Colo that has well over like 30 or 40 people every time. And then it's all over Webster and Hamilton counties. So we're looking maybe to start something in Marshall.
Okay. Tell me, it's been, I think, 2 weeks in your role, or not 2 weeks, 2 months. Let's get the right length of time here. How are things going here just 2 months into it?
You know, I think I'm doing pretty well. I've got a lot of organizations who need volunteers. Now I'm trying to get an opportunity to talk to people. And so I'm going to a lot of like senior living facilities today just to drop off literature and hopefully meet people. I am speaking to Rotary next week, so that will hopefully help me make connections. And then I've also got the Noon Optimists, and Karen Shipley Cooper has been so kind as to invite me to the monthly coffee that she has for widows and widowers. And I'm making connections, and that's the important part.
Yeah.
But I really am looking. So if you have an opportunity for me to talk to your Bible study or to your, you know, any kind of adult group, I'd be happy to come and have coffee with you and just chat about what the opportunities are and how you can get involved.
So, Sherry, do you also have, like, maybe programs that you can go around and talk to different groups about, anything like that?
Sure, yes. So one of our biggest ones and most important ones is called Fraud Fighters. So with Fraud Fighters, the Iowa Insurance Division has developed this program that they update frequently. And actually, there's a new testimonial from a man who was scammed. It was a romance scam, and he ended up losing several $100,000. And so all these scams that are out there that really prey on seniors, this program discusses them and gives you tips on how to avoid them.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to move over to Amanda Fagan, the program coordinator with Every Step. Amanda, first, can you just kind of give a brief overview to our listeners of what Every Step is and Amanda the Panda program?
Sure, absolutely. Thank you. So every step offers a variety of services throughout Central and Southern Iowa. We offer care and support services, home health care, hospice care, and then bereavement support. So I'm from Amanda the Panda, which is specifically the grief and loss program within every step. And we offer free grief support services to youth age 5 and up through adults. We have a variety of programs that we offer in West Des Moines, such as support groups, camps, workshops, dinners. We also have a holiday cheerbox program that we accept nominations for. And then we also have our school groups that we are hoping to expand our reach within an hour and a half radius of Des Moines. And with those groups, we travel and connect with the school counselors and offer grief support groups on site within the schools.
And so you were saying that you guys are already paired with the Marshalltown Community School District here. That's within that hour and a half radius there. What kind of volunteer opportunities are out there for people?
Sure, absolutely. So we love to offer the opportunity to help facilitate those grief support groups. And what's unique about the groups, it's available to youth that have experienced death of a loved one, but also all types of loss, ambiguous losses such as separation from caregiver, maybe a family member that has been deported or incarcerated, divorce in the home. So really being able to connect on that level with peers. Our facilitators within the space really help to provide that meaningful, comforting, and safe space for the kiddos to connect. We provide a curriculum that the facilitators help to guide that discussion and really offering that space to allow them to honor their loved ones and just know they're not alone in their experience. And we provide all that training as well that would be, and no history or experience would be required as well.
Oh, I'm glad to hear you have, guided questions and provide training for individuals. So anybody truly can reach out. How can they reach out to you?
Absolutely. So anyone that is hoping to help and make that difference and that impact could reach out to Sherry, who I'm connecting with here, which I'm so grateful for. And then she would help help beyond that with next steps.
Right. Mm-hmm. So as I get to know people and people express interest in something like this, I can connect them to Amanda. I can connect them to Wolf Ranch. I can connect them to a wide variety of other organizations like Northeast Iowa Area Agency on Aging, NEI3A, has a program called Kindness Calls, where they call homebound individuals weekly or biweekly just to check in with them and give them some social interaction. So it's these kinds of things that when you're a retired person or you're a senior who's kind of maybe drawing back from being quite so busy, kids are out of the house, these are great opportunities for you to say, I could be that grief facilitator, or I could be that person who could just be a friendly ear once a week or so. So if you're interested in any of those kinds of things, you can reach me, Sherry. It's Marshall at rsvpvolunteer.org or 641-752-0279.
Amanda, is there a place that people could go online to learn more about every step?
Sure, absolutely. If they go to www.everystep.org, and that will give information about programming and those opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, Sherry, Amanda, I appreciate both of you guys coming by today, telling us about these volunteer opportunities right in our backyard. So, Sherry, I appreciate you bringing on Amanda. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.